Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
20 minutes late, and it was all worth it. Wow. Holy mother of mercy on a Tuesday afternoon, July the 15th, 2025. And you just got a 25 minute sample of just some of what makes Terry McLaurin, Terry McLaurin. About as real and authentic and transparent and honest and introspective while also being respectful and dignified as you're going to find from any professional athlete anywhere. As I look to my right, I see a box of Terry McLaurin's Crunch Time Flakes in my window. As you just heard live here on the Team 980, Terry McLaurin and his real crunch time was to crush the status of the contract negotiations with the Washington Commanders. Holy cow. There's one way to tackle this that I know. I do live unscripted radio, guys. Had no idea this was coming until we started getting word that Terry would be talking to the media and that we would be able to carry it live for you, which we did, thank goodness. And great job by Eastern Motors and all the reporters out there and whoever else was responsible in setting this up, Terry, his agent, marketing, this, that, and the other thing. Whoever was involved in this, I don't know. Great job by Drab, Mad Max, AMAC, everybody here getting that all set up and so that you could hear it directly from Terry. And I put up a bunch of quotes. JP Finley's got a bunch of video clips. Other reporters got a bunch of video clips. Check it all out. Digest it. Whatever you got to do. Terry McLaurin pretty much just went ham on the status of the contract negotiations with the Washington Commanders. Listen, he did not crush the organization in the classic sense of, oh, they're a terrible organization, terrible people, anything but that. But make no mistake, there is a difference between that and what Terry did, which was absolutely just gut the status of the negotiations. For those of you, and there have been many of you, fans, media alike, that have said, nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. Just you guys making headlines. You guys in sports talk radio, you beeps. In sports talk radio, you don't know. You're just trying to get clicks. You're just trying to get calls. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see. Well, as I told you from the beginning, this was way, way more complicated than any of you realized, than any of you thought, in terms of term, in terms of money, in terms of stats, in terms of age, in terms of comparables, in terms of everything. And I think you just heard it from Terry's mouth. He is pissed. He is pissed. He said, it's not great. It's not good at all. End quote. That was a money quote amongst many. If Terry McLaurin is telling you that, that does not mean it's over. That does not mean, and as a matter of fact, he was asked if he was at a point of no return, and he said, not yet. But it does not mean that you all should be running around like so many of you have, and I'm so disappointed in all of you, that there's nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, nothing to think about. It'll be done, snap of a finger. Whenever they just decide to get around to cutting the check, fine. What are you worried about? Terry's a commander. Of course they're going to pay him whatever he wants. Oh. That never came from this show. Ever, 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 ever. And it will never come from this show. Ever. We do, whether you like it or not, responsible, non-cookie-cutter sports talk radio on this show. I can only control me. That never came from this show. We've always, since last November, when nobody was talking about this, and said, priority one this offseason is going to be the Terry McLaurin contract extension. And it was not priority number one. It was probably priority number 25. And you heard Terry McLaurin right here, exclusively, not exclusively, I shouldn't say exclusively, live, right here, on this radio station, from his mouth. They have not talked in over a month. It is July 15th. If Terry's timeline is right, who am I to say it's not? That means no negotiations at all in the last, since the Commanders shut down mandatory minicamp. Now, I will say this. The NFL calendar is a little bit wonky at this time of the year. A lot of teams do shut down, for the most part, their base operations. That doesn't mean that some teams do don't work. That doesn't mean Adam Peters has shut off his phone for a month. That doesn't mean that. What it does mean, until right around now, a lot of executives, a lot of coaches, a lot of team personnel are not in the building, certainly not on a regular basis. And a lot of them are on vacations because they know it's on like Donkey Kong starting basically this week and certainly next week. So maybe we shouldn't be so shocked that Terry McLaurin's side, or Terry McLaurin claims that he has not had any discussions or his agent has not had any discussions in over a month? Because over a month would put us right in that window of when the Commanders shut down for the summer. And maybe things will heat up. Maybe Adam Peters is on the phone with Terry's agent. I think his name is Buddy Baker. Right now. Who knows? I have no idea. But one thing that I do know, and one thing I do not have to question, and one thing I do not have to guess about, and one thing now, thankfully, you do not have to guess and wonder about, is this. Terry McLaurin is pissed. He is pissed off. And while we don't know exactly what he's asking for and exactly what they are offering, and Terry smartly would not go into those details, even though he was asked, while we do not know exactly, from the horse's mouth, from Terry McLaurin himself, he made it seem like the gap is that of the Grand Canyon. Not some paper-thin, small little divide. Oh, they'll get this done. Nothing to see here. What are you talking about? You're just looking for something to yell at. This is all the crap that I get from you people. You're just full of it. You just need controversy. You need to be negative. Well, go kick all the rocks because Terry McLaurin just told you how bad it is. And no, that's nothing to celebrate. And I'm not celebrating it. But I'm telling you, just like I always tell you the truth, a lot of you guys, because you have surgically attached pom-poms and because you don't use your noodle, you're full of crap. And Terry just told you you're full of crap. And he told it for me. Your reaction to what Terry McLaurin just had to say over about 25 minutes or so live here on the Team 980 from Eastern Motors. I'll give you some more of the quotes. We'll get you the audio turned around as much as we can. You can go check it out now on the Odyssey Rewind starting at about 12:40. You can catch it later on the podcast feeds, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We will have your calls, your reaction, your thoughts. How worried are you now that you've heard from Terry McLaurin directly? And he is pissed. I am not making this up. I have not made it up. I knew he was pissed. I didn't know quite to what level. I knew that this was a significant divide. Again, don't know exactly to what level. But I don't sit here and do what everyone else does and go, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about. I don't play that. Last week, I said 5% chance he gets traded. 15 to 20% chance we get into camp at some point, midway through August, and we get a trade request, one way or the other, or trade permission granted. I'll stand by that. As a matter of fact, I might even crank it up a notch. On the Team 980, we're live and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 for your calls next. And if you want to tweet me, yell at me, argue with me, whatever you want to do with me, at WrestleMania621. On Twitter and X. 301-230-0980. We're going to blow out the trending alert so that we can come right back and grab your call. So get in line now. We'll go through it. Make your comments as quickly as we can. Terry McLaurin has spoke, and he is not a happy camper. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I see everybody is in a complete trance. It's the middle of the summer. It's All-Star Game Tuesday. You must be like, your eyes must be dialed in the back of your head from 3 hours of the Home Run Derby last night. That's 3 hours of my life I'm never going to get back. But Terry McLaurin has spoken, boys and girls, children of all ages, and he's unloaded. He made it very, very clear how upset he is. And listen, you don't have to like everything that he said. As a matter of fact, I'm sure at Command Land right now, they are probably salty. They are probably not happy. I don't know that for sure, but they can't be happy. They pay attention to everything. But here's the thing. You just heard Terry McLaurin raw, uncensored. I don't want to say completely transparent because obviously he stopped short of giving all the details. But he made it very clear he is not a happy camper. He is pissed. And if you're going to run around going, well, there's still nothing to see here. Terry's just doing that because the media was asking and because the media was provoking him. And there's nothing to see here. Then you're out of touch. Then, quite honestly, you're out of touch. There's something to see here. There's something very real to be concerned about. And he saw his buddy Garrett Wilson get paid yesterday. 4 years, $130 million, an average of 32.5. And he knows what DK Metcalf has made. And he knows all the other numbers as well. And he probably knows that the Commanders' offer is closer to Mike Evans' category, Mike Evans' neighborhood, Mike Evans' territory, than DK Metcalf and Garrett Wilson and CD Lamb territory and neighborhood. And he doesn't feel that's right. And he said over and over again, you know, it's about respect. It's about your worth, your value, feeling appreciated. And in the NFL, whether we like it or not, a lot of guys feel, and, you know, this just, the cost of doing business in an $18 billion a year business, a lot of guys feel that the only way you truly get shown respect is by getting paid. And listen, we can argue the merit of that. I think Terry's very much respected, but he feels like that's the way you truly get appreciated, the way you truly get respected, the way you truly get valued. Again, I don't think he is saying that he's done here by any stretch. He was asked, are you at a point of no return? Not there yet. He was asked, are you planning on coming to camp yet next week? And he said he hadn't made that decision. He said, I just want clarity. I know what I'm deserving of. And I know I'm deserving of what I'm asking for. Now, again, everybody's interpretation of that can be very, very, very different. Can be very, very different. But he made it very clear that he has been unhappy for a long time. And he said, it's all true. It was coming from me. Even though he wasn't talking, I don't think, maybe he was, but he made it very clear that he is not happy. And not happy is just the nicest way I can say it. 301-230-0980. Let's start knocking down your calls right here, right now, and get your reaction. DC is in Calvert County on line one. What's up, DC?
Hey, all is well. Russell, how are you?
Good, man. How are you, brother?
Man, excellent, man. Excellent. I can agree with everything you said, except you said that Terry is pissed. I don't think Terry is pissed. I think Terry is a professional. I think he understands the way contracts and the way things are handled and the NFL is businesslike, but he wants to get back to work. And the best way for them to get back to work is to be able to talk, communicate, and get done what needs to be get done and hash out the little whatever minute details that is keeping the contract from being signed. I definitely think he's going to be a Commander. I definitely think that he showed that he wants to be a Commander and he wants to get it done, but he also understands that this is a business. And I think he'll show up for camp regardless because he understands being professional and he's still under contract. So I really don't have any worries. I'm glad that the silence was broken and he actually spoke to us in front of a camera or on a live mic, and I think that things will move a lot faster now, not just because he spoke, but also because it's getting closer to camp, as we know.
Yeah, I mean, DC, I guess we have a right to interpret what he said in different ways, right? Mm-hmm. You say you don't think he's pissed. I clearly think he's pissed. I guess what I would call it is professionally pissed. Right?
Okay.
He stopped short of saying, I'm at a point of no return. I want a trade. Like, he could have done that, and he didn't do that. So clearly, it's a step down from that. But I don't know how else to interpret what he said over 25 minutes, other than he's really upset.
Russell, you know, a lot of these guys, when they're pissed, they won't even talk. They wouldn't have even took this opportunity to talk to the media.
That's fair. That's
they
fair.
They would have not said anything and just demanded a trade. You know what I'm saying? And we would have heard it from outside sources. I think he understands what's going on. But the lack of communication over the last month, the shutdown or whatnot, because he even mentioned the people that he talked to, you know what I mean? And they're front office people. So he understands that they do want to get it done, but he doesn't understand why there hasn't been communication. That's what I took from it. And like you said, we can interpret it differently, but he definitely was professional and he wasn't happy. I agree with you. He's not happy, but he's not pissed either.
All right. Okay, pissed, you know, not happy, angry, whatever. I mean, you know, like that could all be our interpretation. Your interpretation, right, a little bit different than mine, but which I respect, and you have a total right to feel however you want to feel, but, you know, I think I do as well, and you know I have respect for you. Thank you, DC. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Have a
good to hear
day,
from
brother.
You as well. Let's get Ross in Tampa here on line two, and then we'll take the time out. What's up, Ross? How are you, pal?
Hey, what's going on, Russ? Dog, how
Ross,
you doing, man?
What's shaking, baby?
Hey, like I mentioned before, you know, yeah, he's not a happy camper. As long as he's camping in a couple weeks or so, we all good.
Well, it's a week. Right, it's a week, and he said he wasn't sure yet.
How soon is it?
Huh?
Training camp starting?
Well, they report 1 week from today.
Man, we just got eliminated by the Eagles yesterday. What's going on? It's crazy how quick time goes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, listen, I'm right there with you. He is pissed, but he's a classy dude. He's not a diva. That's what we love about Terry. He ain't out here deleting anything, washing off his Instagram. He ain't out here, you know, sending, you know, smoke screen tweets to get everybody talking. He's not that dude. You know, it's like Russ, I think you were married before. You get pissed off at your wife. Doesn't mean you want to leave. You know what I'm saying? With me, like, you can be pissed off with the person you care about. Doesn't mean you want to go. So I don't want people panicking, thinking that that interview was indicative of the beginning of the end for Terry. I'm still as cool now as I was in April. I think something's going to work itself out. Terry's too valuable, and this team in the front office we have now is too incompetent. You know what I mean? I don't want to see no Terry McCorn heel turn. Unless he goes back to Indianapolis, I don't really, you know, I'm not really too worried about it. I think he'll be just fine. The manager's going to work something out. And like you mentioned, Adam Pearce probably heard that interview and made the call right now. They might be in negotiation as you and I are talking, right?
Yeah, they could be. But here's the thing, Ross. I mean, because he wouldn't get into specifics, which I think he was smart about. Like, we don't know if this isn't over $1 million a year. The way that came across, and again, I'm interpreting how it came across to me without actual bona fide numbers. The way it came across was there's a pretty big divide. Not a $1 million a year divide, not a little guaranteed money divide, a significant divide. That's the way it came across to me.
Is it like, are they trying to give him like a 2-year extension or something?
Well, we don't know. That's the problem. Neither side will reveal any details.
Man, this is getting interesting, but I'm not worried in the slightest. This right here did kind of, you know, get my eyebrows raised a little bit, but I'm once we get into training camp and we're still in this position, then I'm like ringing the alarm, man.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. Thank you, Ross.
I miss talking to you, man. So we're gonna get it going when the regular season starts.
Yes, sir.
Calling every week.
I appreciate
it. Back off a little bit with the postal service, so we're gonna be all right, man.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Be safe, okay?
All right, buddy.
I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. 46 minutes after the hour, 14 in front of the top. We'll take a timeout. Get back to more of your calls next. Stream live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. It is Chris Russell with you on the Team 980. On your radio. And
honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Odyssey app. Our guy Ross in Tampa just tweeted me back at the official Ross, and I thought he had said this, but I wasn't sure. But he said, I just listened to my callback, and he said in big capital letters, I did not mean to refer to the Washington front office as incompetent. He said, LMAO. I was talking too fast and slipped. I thought he had said that, but I wasn't sure. So I was just like, maybe I misheard it, whatever. It's totally fine, Ross. I make mistakes all the time. Thanks to Adam Schefter of ESPN. Schefty for tweeting your boy. Retweeting, I guess, and blowing up my timeline. Lots of people appreciating all the quotes that we put out. I appreciate that very much. Schefter is always good to me and value him as a person more than just a newsbreaker. We have a little bit of a personal relationship. I don't want to say we're, you know, super close, but we talk, you know.
Yeah, he got you a, didn't you tell me he got you a Porsche or something like last Christmas?
Yeah, right.
Still haven't. Yeah. Been able to see it.
He said a mansion is coming next December.
I mean, you just, like, it's about time, right?
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, for all that I do for him.
Exactly. Like, just helping him out so much, writing all his stories, doing all that stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, thanks to Adam Schefter for, you know, for tweeting your boy. Or retweeting, I guess, your boy. So, again, we'll continue to react to what Terry McLaurin had to say. I guess, based on the first two callers, everybody's not interpreting it as harshly as I did. And, again, that's not to say harsh, like, oh, who is Terry for talking like this? Terry's a grown adult. He can talk however he wants. He still came off as respectful. But I think he came off, and I think I'm accurately describing his sentiments as he's pissed. Some of you are going to say he's worried, he's bothered, he's not happy. it's a matter of individual interpretation. But, you know, that's how I interpret it. Let's get to Mark and Largo here before the top of the hour. What's up, Mark? How are you, pal?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Look, let me say this. I know how you feel about Terry, and I know this. I'll say this. If this is like this in the next 10 days, we may have an issue because that'll be when training camp is going to start.
Well, it starts, they report 7 days from right now, July 22nd, and the first practice is a week from tomorrow morning.
From tomorrow. Damn. Okay. Well, like I said, if they're not in there the last weekend in July, then we do at least get someplace where they're close to it. But, Chris, to me, the bigger issue that's going on, and I think, you know, Kevin had something, what was the biggest worry yesterday on his show, and I was going to call in and say that I know everybody thinks it's defense, and I think the defense is up there. My biggest worry is Brian Robinson, and I'm not going to stress this any more than what I could say there.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be point blank.
Wait a second. Let me jump in because, Mark, you and I have had this discussion and we have plenty of time for this discussion. You're going to tell me that you're more worried about Brian Robinson than what you just heard out of Terry McLaurin?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I think Terry's going to sign. And I'm going to tell you
why. What indication did he give you?
Let me say this. The three people that are out that haven't been signed, Terry McLaurin, T.J. Watt, and Trey Hendrickson, he is the one I'm the least worried about. T.J. Watt wants $40 million. And Trey Hendrickson is just not going to sign with the Bengals. Let's just get that out there. He's just not going to sign with the Bengals.
But how do we know Terry doesn't want $35 million? And how do we know the Commanders aren't offering only 25 or 26?
I think they're probably offering between 25 and 28.
Yeah. I would tend to guess that.
I would say that.
Maybe Terry's not asking for 35, but maybe he's asking for 34.
I think he should ask for more than Metcalf is getting. I would say that. Now, yeah. I don't think he deserves more than Garrett Wilson. The problem with that is
Metcalf is making more than Wilson in terms of the average annual value, now not in terms of total guarantees.
True. And I understand that, but I just think that Terry will sign because Washington, if the last administration can get him to sign, I think this one will get him to sign too. The reason why I say Brian Robinson is a bigger issue, Chris, is because if you can't, look, you play 17 games a season. If you can't rush for at least 1,000 yards, you're not even an average running back. Do you know Najee Harris, the four years he was with Pittsburgh, he rushed for 1,000 yards every year. Pittsburgh still let him go. Brian Robinson hasn't rushed for 1,000 yards at all, period. Now right. I get it. If you want to give him his first year as a pass because he got shot, okay, that's fine. You still had 23 and 24. And you had an athletic quarterback, and you still couldn't get over 1,000 yards? You're not even average, bro.
I hear you. I don't know, Mark. I love you, but – today's not really the day for Brian Robinson talk, so I'm just going to – I'll just respectfully just say we can talk about it another day. I mean, we have – God knows we have day after day after day after day after day after day after day to discuss Brian Robinson. I am very alarmed, very concerned. I have been for a long time on the Terry McLaurin situation, period. We are on the Team 980. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come on back, hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. All right, everybody. We welcome you back. Apologize for the long delay. Just a lot going on. Don't really want to get into it. Just trust me. It's a lot going on. You know, we're trying to set up some things here. I'm not going to be able to do the rest of the show. It sucks. I apologize. I'll try and be okay. we're gonna, you know, probably have to alter, I guess, the rest of the window that we normally would be with you here. So just stay tuned for that. And, you know, obviously the reaction with Terry McLaurin all day was a big thing. We had, the rest of the show planned out for you with the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game and so on and so forth and a bunch of other things. But that's, we're going to have to kind of, alter that. Art Monk as well. So just stay tuned. We will have you covered in some way, shape, or form right here on the Team 980. And I apologize again for some things going on in my world here. I'll be okay. I'll be okay. It's just you just got to deal with some things. So I look, just in wrapping up my little time here, and again, this is football. This is a lot of money. This is contract negotiations. Nobody's getting, when we say Terry's pissed or Terry's hurt or Terry's mystified, whatever it might be, it's football. And we're talking about 30-ish, give or take a couple of million on either side, millions of dollars, right? We're not talking about saving the world here. We're not talking about real crisis. We're talking about crisis in the football world, right? And we're talking about hostility in the football world and a divide in the football world. That's what we're talking about here. And yes, it is real life. But it's not real life in the classic sense, right? So just keep that in mind. Hopefully this will get solved at some point soon, hopefully. Certainly does not sound like that is the case from Terry's mouth. And you could be of the thought that he was just firing off steam and getting stuff off his chest and that this could be done tomorrow. Listen, it could be. I doubt it, but it could be. I mean, if one side dramatically alters their perspective, and it sounds like that would have to come from the Commanders first, then yeah. So we will see. All right. AMAC, we want to toss to Terry himself, right? Just hear a bunch of Terry McLaurin here. We're going to have some continuing coverage for you. Just stay tuned for that if you can. If you can, be patient. I'll be okay. Just, one of those things where you go through it sometimes, right? Your body just does not want to help you out. Everybody gets sick and try and do the best we can. So I'll be okay, I think. I hope. Thanks to AMAC, Brian on the other side of the glass, you guys for being patient, understanding, and everybody here, just stay tuned. We're going to let you hear a little bit more from Terry McLaurin.
I think, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing. Like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field, and the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where is that now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly, and I know the value that I bring. And again, I understand that there's a whole business and things like that, but I know that I'm gonna continue to play at a high level. The Lord has blessed me to stay healthy up until this point. I haven't missed a game in 5 years. I haven't mispractices. I block. I play full game. You know what I mean? And so I take extreme care of my body. Anybody in that building knows that, whether it's rehab, off the field, I invest a lot of time and money into my body. And I'm going to continue to do that so I could be the best that I can when I step on the football field. So I can't really speculate what happens next. Again, I just got to take things day by day, stay in contact with my agent, and hopefully that we can have some sort of talks that are progressive. But if not, then, you know, then you have to take steps from there.
All right, that was Terry McLaurin earlier here on the Team 980 from Eastern Motors, where he was doing a commercial shoot, and then they made him available to an assembled group of media, and we carried it live for you. So we will continue along to let you hear as much from Terry McLaurin as we can while we figure out our broadcast plans, just with my situations. I appreciate your patience. Here's McLaurin being asked, basically, is it hard to separate business from emotions?
Understanding it's a business, is it hard for you to separate the business from the emotion here?
Of course. You know, I mean, to a certain degree, when you feel you have a way of feeling that what you've proven up until this point, and when you see that is put in front of you of how somebody perceives you or values you, that's disappointing. You know what I mean? It's a little bit disrespectful to me. And again, like, the front office, the ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. And I'm not saying that that's not what I'm supposed to, that's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just, you know, having to be in this limbo. And but I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off, and no dollar amount is going to change that. No dollar amount is going to make me work harder. That's not how I'm built. But at the same time, I have to stand on my worth and my value. You know, I've worked really hard to create that, and I know the person that God has blessed me to be. And I know that I'm a leader in that locker room. And when you have that kind of person who brings what I bring on the field, off the field, in the community, I feel that's somebody that should be valued at a very high level. Fortunately, you know, I've proven that, but unfortunately, you know, you can't force somebody to see value. You know what I mean? And we just got to see where that goes from here. But that's just the disappointing part, because you feel like you've done the things right. You've bought into the T of everything that this culture was building last year. And, you know, I thought it was definitely going to be to the future of that. And so, again, I have not make any declarations of one way or another, but I'm just kind of speaking on how it's made me feel, how this offseason been, the frustrations I felt. That's all true. You know what I mean? That's not just what people are hearing. Like, it's coming from me. And definitely I want to just continue to take things day by day and see where it goes from there.
All right. So that is a little bit of Terry McLaurin. Coming up next, AMAC, right, going to play the whole thing, right? Is that it, so people can hear it in case they missed it during the noon hour?
Yeah, anyone who's coming in late, joining us late, they can just hear everything. And we also started a little bit after. We started after it. So just for anyone who didn't hear it, we'll have it in totality coming up next.
All right, good. You know, I apologize for my personal situation. I am not feeling good. And hopefully make it through and get home in one piece. You know, just please understand, you know, these things happen, you know, we're doing the best we can, with very, very, very limited, resources available, you know, to us. So, next we're going to hear again, the whole Terry McLaurin thing, quick break. And then I hopefully will see you tomorrow, but we will see, how that all plays out. Thanks to AMAC, and everybody here. Right here on the Team 980, streaming live always on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.